The Gaither Vocal Band, because I needed a short song on WWIB, where we are family. And I mean, if family is going to, you know, get along and just go deeper with each other, you got to be honest. And so this morning, there you go. Some serving up some honesty with your breakfast. How about that, Jason Cans, huh?
Sounds great. Yeah. You bet.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I think we'll have to get the song Honesty from Jason Gray is as close to what you'd find in the recovery community. They talk about not just honesty, but they talk about rigorous honesty.
Rigorous honesty, yeah. Yes. That's a good term.
Yeah. And so I think of any song within CCM-dom that I could find that embodies rigorous honesty, it would be that one from Jason Gray. So we will put the searchlight out for that this morning. Good seeing you for breakfast on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a good breakfast. I really appreciated having you there, and it was nice that Peggy joined us as well. Mm-hmm. So good times. I processing some of my own junk, and it's, you know, I think it's so important to have people with whom we can do that. You know, I think it's really good.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Me too. I saw the end of The Chosen Season 1 last night, so enjoying that on the big screen at MyCon, 6 o'clock Sundays. It's free. I also participated. I got the bucket of popcorn. You buy the bucket for $19.50, and subsequently, your popcorn's just $4 per serving. And they don't charge the first one. It's just you pay for the $19.50, so yep. Lop $6.75 off that, so I'm on my way to saving money.
Awesome. What is it about movie theater popcorn that's just so
good? And plus, when you kind of want to munch on something when you're watching, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we are going to go back to Mental Health Monday. We've done it before, but we're not doing it alone this time because Josh Wilson is going with us.
Hmm.
He is an artist that was in Cumberland back in November. And so let's listen to what he's got to say.
And I'm here in my backyard.
Keep going, Josh.
Hey, everybody. It's Mental Health Monday, and I'm here in my backyard in Nashville. Got three questions I want to ask, and I'll answer as well. Number one, what is one of your biggest mental health struggles? For me, it's anxiety, sometimes panic attacks. Question number two, what is something that helps you with that? And for me, it is getting out in the sun, and it is out today. Thankful for that vitamin D. It's cold. But worth being outside. So question number three, if you were a breakfast cereal, what would you be and why? Me, I'd be Lucky Charms because you've got the consistency, the stability of the cereal, but then, you know, those marshmallows mixed in. There's some spontaneity. There's some fun moments sprinkled throughout. So I would love for you to answer those three questions and respond in the comments. Can't wait to hear what you have to say, and I'm sure everybody else will appreciate knowing as well.
Hmm. There you go. Josh leading us into Mental Health Monday, Jason Cans.
That's good stuff. I loved hearing the birds in the background there. Yeah, so biggest mental health struggle. You know, I think for me, it's I can become kind of down, depressed, pessimistic. I definitely relate to the anxiety piece, but I think for me, the depression piece is what takes hold of me, which doesn't necessarily mean sadness. It can just kind of be an emotional numbing. And so that's definitely fits for me. I would say journaling is one thing that really helps me to kind of get into my own stuff. I think Lucky Charms is also a good response because my wife really likes Lucky Charms. So, I think that's good to remember that she likes me. So,
can I mention, I mean, without getting political, that we did a rapid fire with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson back in my early days returning to the show in 2018. And the question of his favorite breakfast cereal is, yes, Lucky Charms, to the point that he even orders the extra marshmallows.
Wow. Wonderful. That's definitely a statement in his favor. So.
Okay, all right. Something he should campaign on. All right, I don't know. One of the biggest mental health challenges. Wow, that's... I mean, maybe anxiety. Probably beating myself up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Negative self-talk, I think, is probably one that I can... what is one thing that helps? I mean, getting with friends, being in community... being loved in my mess too, And then if I was a breakfast cereal, I guess I'm, you know, the pressure I feel is, am I going to put raisins in the cereal? Because it's a pressure I feel when I order Raisin Toast at Randy's. I feel like, Jason's just not going to like this. He's going to want to say, throw that to the birds. But I'm going to say, like, if there was a trail mix cereal, which I'm not sure if there, I mean, you think of granola, but I mean, I think what I like with trail mix is sweet and salty both. And I think I can be both of those.
You can. Absolutely.
I think that's going to be a substitute. Today's actually President's Day, which we made it through the 5 or 6 minutes without even getting into. But we want to be giving people some chances to win between now and nine. So stick there for that. But that's a good question. On a future day, maybe next week, we'll ask people that breakfast cereal question. But
yeah, absolutely.
So you're Lucky Charms because your wife likes Lucky Charms. Huh?
Yeah, it's not my favorite cereal. My favorite cereal is Cracklin Oat Bran.
Okay.
But she loves Lucky Charms, and so that's why I would choose
There you
that.
Go. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, a fun 5 minutes here on WWI. Well, one of the most special people I know, I mean, she's right up there near the top, my own mom, Marjorie Spicer, with a birthday in suburban Milwaukee today. The card is in the mail. And the gift card to go with it to her favorite store. So, happy birthday, Mom. Hopefully you're sleeping in here on this February 21st. But, boy, she's a great lady. And I'm forever privileged to be her oldest child, the oldest of three, but some stepkids along the way. And I don't know, what is it, 17, 18 grandkids. And she's the best. She's the best. So, pretty fortunate, pretty blessed for sure. And to have her... with us, and so, and she works out 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, her and her wonderful husband, and so, there you go, the recipe to a lengthy life, stay active. They both tout the exercise quite a bit. All right, it was the lead sports story nationally, not the Badgers basketball win in men's hoops at the Kohl Center in Madison yesterday over Michigan, but it was the dust-up afterwards, and Drew Fralick's on the line from Michigan as we look to try to broker peace between our two states. Drew, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
I heard the host on CBS Sports Radio Network, Damon Amendola, beginning with this story and walking through and kind of saying, grading on various degrees of negative. I guess Juwan Howard, kind of an open-handed, you know, slap towards one of our assistant coaches, that one probably gets the bigger negative of the whole deal without getting into all of it. But no hard feelings here. I hope you're okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even know, but I you know, we're going to talk about it. I'm sort of like, okay. Like, what are they arguing about? And is that the head coach of Wisconsin, or is that
Wisconsin
coach?
Wisconsin wins by 14, 13 seconds to go, but there was 4 seconds left to get the ball across the timeline. So Michigan still had their starters in and were pressing. Wisconsin actually, so the coach, Greg Gard, had his reserves in, but he calls timeout to kind of, hey, like, I don't want my guys to be in a position where they get a turnover. Well, that he took Juwan Howard, the Michigan head coach, took offense at the timeout being called. So when it comes time to get in line to shake hands, Juwan doesn't go to the head of the line as the leader. He went to the back of the line because he had hard feelings. And so by the time he eventually got there, he let Greg Gard know. He said, I'm going to remember this. And so Greg reached out afterwards and kind of just touched his arm or something like, hey, I want to try to explain. And Juwan didn't really take too kindly to that. One thing led to another.
Yeah.
And the assistant coach, then he threw that kind of open-handed slap at him.
I guess, you know, Juwan, he was, I mean, I can't speak for him, though I do certainly speak for the entire state of Michigan on this show.
So I'm you do.
You know, millions of people, I'm the voice.
Yes.
You know, Juwan was probably upset. You know, he probably had a reservation at Red Lobster or something, and he was like, we got to get out of here. And, you know, the timeout really threw that all off. So, you know, he was thinking about cheddar biscuits. And,
you know what? At the risk of spiritualizing and bringing it home, though, it kind of is, for all of us, it just is how quickly something unexpected can happen and reveal what's in our heart. And with that, you know what I mean? And particularly, it seems like a lot of times it's on the road. I don't know, around here, a lot of us don't get to Detroit and drive, but I imagine you can have some dust ups. But right, it's amazing how like issues on the road or something can right. just all of a sudden you go, wow, my heart needs some work, don't you think?
Well, I'm going to take it another level here, okay. Mark. I'm going to go the mental health angle.
Okay.
I mean, I think an explosion like that, it's like, what's going on? You know,
yeah.
like you have all this stuff built up inside of you.
Yeah.
And then it's like the tiniest little thing causes you to snap. I see mm-hmm. it all the time. So I'm sure there was a lot of stuff going on and one thing led to another. But when you're exploding like that all over nothing, you
yeah.
know, that's sort of like, hey, maybe, you know, you need to talk to somebody. Maybe you need to slow down a little bit in life.
Yep.
Maybe take better care of yourself. That's, yeah, spiritual, mental health, yeah, for sure. I mean, we can joke about it, but it's
yeah.
sort of like, what is this? Like,
right.
I mean, it's nothing, you know, so.
And I think
yeah,
that's where
sure.
he's going to go ahead, probably going to get suspended. I think some are saying 2 or 3 games or maybe the rest of the regular season. And but there you go. So, hey, brokering peace between the two states, Wisconsin and Michigan. Arm in arm, singing Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, so, yeah.
Kumbaya, my
Perfect.
Friend. And next week on this program, we'll get some more specificity about your future, right?
Yes, looking forward to that.
Very good. Thank you. DrewFralick.com. Check him out. Weekend recap, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb on the WIB Wake Up Show. My highlight came last night. Something I have put off and needed to have done was... I'm sorry. I'm just going to bring it, Caleb. I apologize. This is TMI. I needed
okay.
some earwax removal.
Oh.
I mean, it's something that my wife...
It is such a relief when you get that out.
Oh, now my left ear feels bionic.
Yeah.
I think I can hear folks miles away. But my wonderful wife, I mean, it takes time. You take the eardropper, the warm water, and it takes a lot. And then apparently... hydrogen peroxide does help, too.
Yeah.
And so a mixture of that.
Oh, I've gone through all that.
Yeah, we landed.
And
it,
all of a sudden,
so.
You get it out, and you yes. feel like Dolores from Encanto. And it's like, I can hear everything now.
Exactly. So that was the highlight. I don't know. There were other things I saw have made it through The Chosen Sunday nights at 6 at MyCon in Chippewa Falls. Got the popcorn bucket last night.
Nice.
Which, let me just promote that. Yeah, it's $19.50. You get the bucket. Now, typically, a large buttered popcorn goes about $6.75. The first time they give you the popcorn, you get the popcorn in.
Yeah.
And from that point on, it's only $4 to get it filled up. So, and we're going to be starting season 2 of The Chosen next Sunday night at 6. So I'm going to get this taken care of.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That pays for itself very quickly.
So going to save some money. And just they're great folks at MyCon, and it's so good to have the movies back.
So for me, Saturday, high school basketball game. So Cloverbelt crossover game went down to Osseo Fairchild, McDonald, Lady Max won convincingly over Spencer in that game. So again, that was a fun game to go down and broadcast. And then yesterday, spent time, of course, at church. And then in the afternoon, it was so nice. What are you going to do? You got to go out sledding, right? So we went to Moon Lake Park, the sledding hill. It was fun for me as a dad, but a little wistfulness because the last time that we went, Cooper and I rode down the hill again and again. This time, as soon as we got to the top of the hill, he jumps right in the sled and goes down, and he went down again, then rushed back up again and again. And I asked him a couple times, hey, buddy, you want me to go with you? No. No, thank you. And so I stood and watched as my son had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Nora, not quite as much. Lily, again, had a great time as well, too. So, I mean, the only one that I still could have fit in the sled with was Cooper, since Nora was a no-show for the sledding. And he didn't need dad.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Well, he's almost 7 now.
I was proud of that. But at the same time, it was,
sure.
Oh, man, my little boy grew up just in a few weeks.
I know.
So.
7 years went by like that. Weekend recap, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb on the WIB Wake Up Show. My highlight came last night. Something I have put off and needed to have done was, I'm sorry, I'm just going to bring it, Caleb. I apologize, this is TMI. I needed some earwax removal.
Oh.
I mean, it's something that my wife...
It is such a relief when you get that out.
Oh, now my left ear feels bionic.
Yeah.
I think I can hear folks miles away. But my wonderful wife, I mean, it takes time. You take the eardropper, the warm water, and it takes a lot. And then apparently hydrogen peroxide does help, too.
Yeah.
And so a mixture of that.
Oh, I've gone through all that.
Yeah, we landed.
And
it,
all of a sudden, you get it out, and you
yes.
feel like Dolores from Encanto. And it's like, I can hear everything now.
Exactly. So that was the highlight. I don't know. There were other things I saw have made it through The Chosen Sunday nights at 6 at MyCon in Chippewa Falls. Got the popcorn bucket last night.
Nice.
Which, let me just promote that. Yeah, it's $19.50. You get the bucket. Now, typically, a large buttered popcorn goes about $6.75. The first time they give you the popcorn, you get the popcorn in.
Yeah.
And from that point on, it's only $4 to get it filled up. So, and we're going to be starting season two of The Chosen next Sunday night at 6. So I'm going to get this taken care of.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That pays for itself very quickly.
So I'm going to save some money. And just, they're great folks at MyCon, and it's so good to have the movies back.
So for me, Saturday, high school basketball game. So Cloverbelt crossover game went down to Osseo Fairchild, McDonald, Lady Max won convincingly over Spencer in that game. So again, that was a fun game to go down and broadcast. And then yesterday, spent time, of course, at church. And then in the afternoon, it was so nice. What are you going to do? You got to go out sledding, right? So we went to Moon Lake Park, the sledding hill. It was fun for me as a dad, but a little wistfulness, because the last time that we went, Cooper and I rode down the hill again and again. This time, as soon as we got to the top of the hill, he jumps right in the sled and goes down, and he went down again, then rushed back up again and again. And I asked him a couple times, hey, buddy, you want me to go with you? No. No, thank you. And so I stood and watched as my son had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Nora, not quite as much. Lily, had a great time as well, too. So, I mean, the only one that I still could have fit in the sled with was Cooper, since Nora was a no-show for the sledding. And he didn't need dad.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. I was well, he's almost seven now,
I was proud
know?
Of that, but at the same time, it was, sure. Oh, man, my little boy grew up just in a few weeks.
I know. So. 7 years went by like that.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I am calling from Bloomer. I have serious cabin fever and so ready for summer.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
It's the Whip Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, and we've got our jokes. I'm coming to the table with only two this morning. That's what I got.
That's all right. Give us what you've got.
All right, I'm going to give you what I got. So I'm going to begin with, you know, my parents, when I was a kid, my parents had this little television, and I remember it because I was the remote.
You have to be a certain age to understand that one. I get it. That's great. Well, I have a hen who can count her own eggs.
Really?
I guess you could say she's a mathema chicken.
There you go.
I tried that on my kids, and they didn't laugh either.
Yeah, right. All right, I'm going to close with this. Now, I'm an extrovert. You're an introvert. But here's what I saw. An introvert posting on Facebook said, quote, "I'm awake. Please respect my privacy during this difficult time."
I love it. Well, an elderly woman was driving her car when a policeman pulled up beside her. He got a shock to see that the elderly lady was knitting in her vehicle. The policeman says, "Pull over." Woman says, "Actually, officer, it's a cardigan."
Yes, very good.
One more here on a Make Us Laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Halva, what do you call a group of anxious dinosaurs?
What?
Nervous Rex.
Yes.
All right, along with your cabin fever screams, you can call in your best jokes as
People
well.
People may want to scream about those jokes.
Yes, 715-396-1670 on a Make Us Laugh.
Yes, for years, this day was recognized as Washington's birthday, but late in 1968, actually, they passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Bill, Congress making the Uniform Monday holiday and shifting four bank holidays to Monday, including Washington's birthday. And since the 80s, pretty much to today, it's known as President's Day. So some numbers for this particular day, interesting about the presidency. For instance, the number of universities named after George Washington is three.
Three, okay.
The number of national parks named after Roosevelt, five. President Lincoln was how tall? Yes, 6'4".
Oh, I thought he was 6'5". All right.
Yeah.
Dropping knowledge.
Let's see. The number of days after becoming president that William Henry Harrison passed away, 32. Yeah, he was only president 32 days. Who was the shortest president?
Oh,
a foot shorter
Buchanan
than Lincoln.
Or Hayes.
James Madison was 5'4".
What do I know then? I was so confident in
that. The age of which president was the youngest at the start of his term?
Ooh.
Teddy Roosevelt was 42.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Kennedy had to be really close.
Speak softly,
sure.
Carry a big stick. Yeah. Teddy Roosevelt.
Also, it's kind of interesting to be a president, obviously, you get the Secret Service. Protection, but you get the Secret Service code name. And kind of a cool or fun exercise, maybe if you had a small group icebreaker question would be, what would you want your Secret Service code name to be?
Yes.
For JFK, it was Lancer.
All right.
I wonder if you get to pick it or it's assigned
or
to you.
Or if they just decide. Yeah. And then you get to know their opinion of you.
Because some of these are cool and some of them not as cool. Richard Nixon was Searchlight. But Gerald Ford, who followed him, was Passkey. I mean, I'd pass on that one.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter was Deacon.
Oh, interesting.
I think maybe he had been Deacon in his church. Ronald Reagan, Rawhide.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty well known. This is cool, too. George Bush, the dad, Timberwolf.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a cool code name.
I think he's a T-Wolves fan. Bill Clinton was Eagle. Trailblazer for George W. Bush.
All right.
Yeah, so I think Passkey's probably the... Donald Trump, his Secret Service code name was Mogul.
Oh, okay, sure. Kind of a nod to what he did before the presidency. What about President Biden?
You know what? It's funny you say, yeah, we actually know it. It's Celtic.
Oh, okay, sure. Make sure you pronounce it right, too. Not the Boston Celtics. Right. It's Celtic.
Yeah.
There you go. Like,
I could get him in trouble. So there you go. Some presidential facts on this presidency.
Factoids for you.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday, WWIB. And a little bit of fun here winding down the program. You know you are no longer a kid when?
It's a fateful day when this happens.
So for starters, you know you're no longer a kid when just one peanut butter and jelly sandwich just doesn't do it for you anymore.
Right? Yeah. Before it was, you know, your mom would have to force you to almost eat the crust and eat all of it and maybe bribe you with dessert or something like that. Now it's, wow, I'd kind of like another two or three of these.
At least another one, yeah.
Especially if it's Avenue Orchard Jam on there. You know you are no longer a kid when driving a car doesn't always sound like fun.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're like, wow.
Can't wait.
Can I do the go-karts?
Yeah, now it's kind of like if you have a spouse who's willing to drive. Would you mind? Would you mind?
Right. You know you're no longer a kid when you have friends who have kids.
Then you realize I'm not so young anymore.
Yeah.
You know you're no longer a kid here on the WIB Wake Up Show. You know you are no longer a kid when your parents' jokes are now funny. They were always funny, I would maintain.
Okay, all right, very good. Well, I don't know, because my kids, right, I mean, that whole, the groaners, right? You know you're no longer a kid when naps are good. Yeah,
naps
when you like naps,
so good.
You're like, you're not fighting nap time.
And this is the thing. Don't you wish that you could just be like a kid again when you could take a nap and everybody would be proud of you?
Uh-huh.
You know you are no longer a kid when you actually buy scarves, gloves, and sunscreen.
Uh-huh.
Thought you didn't need them.
Yep. And finally, you know you're no longer a kid when you leave concerts and ball games early to beat the crowd.
Yes. What would you add? Let us know, 715-396-1670.